The next bracha is the fifth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. That's the second bakasha here. That's the bakasha of tshuva. That we're asking Hashem to give us tshuva. The Torah says in Siman Kuf Tes Vav, a very interesting thing, that the bracha of tshuva, when we ask Hashem to bring us, to help us do tshuva, it starts with a hey, hashivenu. And it ends with a hey, haraitzeh b'tshuva, ends with a hey. So up the Torah, the hey in the beginning and the hey in the end is begematria how much? 10, very good. Says the Torah, that's keneged asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. It's keneged aseres yimei teshuva shemezumanim lebali teshuva. That time is a special time. It's mesugal. Hashem makes it easier for a person to do teshuva. So the bracha of teshuva has a hay in the beginning and a hay in the end in order to be begematria 10, to give us that remez of the 10 days of aseres yimei teshuva, that even throughout the year though we're merames those 10 days, because that is the union of teshuva. My father says over a vart, it's his own vart, it's a great vart, he doesn't need my haskama, but it's mamish, one of my favorites, that he says that Isaf on the tour. It's not just that it's gematria 10. Why is the remez specifically with the hay and the hay? You could say the gematria in different ways. Why does it have to be with the hay and the hay? What's happens that the bracha of tshuva begins and ends with the hay? So he explained it based on the Gemara and Menachas, Tavchav Tesamid Beis, but the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Kivaka Hashem Tzura Elamim, that Hashem created the world with yud and hay. Kivaka, the word Baka Hashem, Tzura Elamim, Hashem formed the world with yud and hey. And the Gemara says, Olam Haba, Hashem created with a yud, and Olam Hazeh, Hashem created with a hey. So Olam Hazeh, this world that we live in today, is created with a hey. Whatever that means, there's different pshatim in the Mefarshim, but the Gemara goes on to explain one aspect of this world that's similar to a hey. And what does that mean? The Gemara says, because on the hey, on the bottom of the hey, if you picture a hey, there's an opening. Like a base has a floor on the bottom, but a hay has an opening. Hashem creates this world in a way that Hashem lets people sink down. If a person wants to go rebel, if he wants to do the wrong thing, Hashem lets a person sink. It's a democracy. It's a free world. You can do what you want. If a person wants to sink, he's not doing the right thing, but that can happen here in this world. However, the world was created with a hay means that what? That even after a person reaches very low levels and does the wrong things, that door on the side, if you picture the hay, it's not like a ches that's connected on the side. The hay has a little door on the side that a person could climb through, and the hay represents the hadar b'tshuva ma'ailile, that if a person comes and goes, is chayzer b'tshuva, Hashem will let him in. And the Gemara explains, with the help of Rashi, that it's not enough to go back in the way you came in, because that's just one door. Well, the Eitz Hara tells you, don't go back. You're already holding at this level, don't go back. A person needs an extra door. A person needs extra help when he's trying to be chayzer b'tshuva. But therefore, based on that Gemara, the letter hey in the Aleph Beis represents the concept of tshuva. Because a person can sink through the bottom, and even so, Hashem gives him a chance to go through the door on top. If that's the case, what could be more appropriate in the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Asecha? We want to be Merami's tshuva, you want to be Merami's the 10 days of tshuva, to show that this is the bracha of tshuva, that Hashem should help us throughout the year, bring us to tshuva. The most appropriate way to make that remez is with the hay in the beginning and the hay in the end. Because the hay is the bracha that Chazal say represents the concept of tshuva. And it could be that it's not a coincidence that it's the fifth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei as well. It's another hay. Hey, the bracha of the fifth bracha is the bracha of bakasha of tshuva. Okay, so that's the introduction here to the bracha of tshuva. Let's see now what the words mean, and it starts like this: Hashiveinu avinu l'sayra secha. Hashiveinu means bring us back, avinu our father, l'sayra secha to your Torah. Bring us back, our father, to your Torah. V'karveinu malkeinu, and bring us close. Our king, Karov is close, Karveinu Malkeinu, bring us close, our king, La'avod Asecha, to serving you. So again, it's two ways of expressing this bakasha, that Hashem should bring us back. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Asecha, the Karveinu Malkeinu, La'avod Asecha.
How's the first
part true? So we'll see in a second. Hashiveinu, bring us back to your Torah, means to Limud HaTorah, which is the biggest mitzvah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Asecha, the Karveinu Malkeinu, La'avod Asecha. So what's the pshat here? Why do we say that our father, you should bring us back to learning Torah, and our king, you should bring us back to serving you? Why is Avinu together with Torah and Malkeinu together with Avodah? So the Vilna Gaon says like this, the Vilna Gaon in a few places says that Klal Yisrael has a very special connection and relationship with Hashem. And there's two aspects to that relationship. First of all, we are banim to Hashem, we are sons to Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Banim atem laHashem elokeichem. You are sons, which means that Hashem is Avinu. Hashem is our Father. In addition to that, we are also avadim. We are servants of Hashem, as the pasuk says in Parashas Bahar, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Avadai heim. Klal Yisrael is to me avadim. And if we are avadim, that means Hashem is our master. Hashem is our king. That's when we say Avinu Malkeinu. What's Avinu Malkeinu? Hashem is our father because we are his children. We are his sons. Malkeinu, Hashem is our king because we are his servants. That's the idea of Avinu and Malkeinu. That we have two connections to Hashem. Zok Gain and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, his Talmud, says this also in Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person, how do you get the connection to Hashem, that you are like a ben, you are dear to Hashem like a son? That is through Limud HaTorah. When a person learns Torah, then he's like a ben to Hashem. Masha'enkein, when a person does not learn Torah, even if he's involved in other mitzvahs, let's say davening is tefillah, which is an avoida, or any other mitzvahs is avoidas Hashem, serving Hashem, then we are true servants of Hashem, but you don't have that highest level of ben. Ben is obviously a son, is obviously a closer level. You love your son more than you love your servant. So the ben is the highest level. That level comes only through limud haTorah. And if that's the case, that would be the pshat here in the Nusach as well. It sounds like this in the Siddur Agra, that he's explaining this this bracha along those lines. Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. Our father, you're our father, we're your sons, bring us back to Torah. When we come to learn Torah, then we have that connection. We have that relationship to you as a son to a father. Bring us back to learning Torah. V'karavenu malkeinu, and bring us close, our king, because we are your avadim, bring us back l'avoida secha, to do your avoida, to daven well, to do mitzvahs well. That's the general avoida, and that we have the terminology of malkeinu. Only by the Seir Secha, when it comes to bringing us back to Limud HaTorah, that's where you use the very special lashon of Avinu. I heard once from a Rebbe of mine, Reb Shmuel Baron, in Eretz Yisrael. He said a beautiful insight based on this Vilna Gaon. Do you know it says in Chazal, in two places in Chazal, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaver for something. Hashem has a desire, has a taiva for something. One of them is a little more well known than the other. Where does it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaver? So one thing is the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Daled, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh letfilasan shel tzadikim. Hashem is misaveh, Hashem has a desire that tzadikim should daven. And the Gemara says, therefore Hashem makes certain problems for tzadikim. If you have problems, you think maybe it's because Hashem loves you so much, He wants to hear you davening. Hashem wants to hear the tefillah and shel tzadikim. So therefore Hashem has a taiva for that. He desires the tefillah of tzadikim. There's another place where it says Hashem is misaver for something. A very strong, passionate lashon, that Hashem has a desire for something. Where does it say that? That's in the Torah's Koyanim, which is the Medrash in Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Bichul Koisai. Rashi says, what does Bichul Koisai mean? In Bichul Koisai, Telechu Shatiu Amelim BaTorah, you should work hard and toil in learning Torah. The Torah's Koyanim says over there on that pasuk, in Bichul Koisai, Telechu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misave, Hashem desires, Sheyiu Yisrael Amelim BaTorah, that Klal Yisrael should be Amelim, should work hard to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misave, Sheyiu Yisrael Amelim BaTorah. So Reb Shmuel Baron pointed out, you see an amazing thing. Hashem has a taiva for two things, tefillah and shel tzadikim, and sheyu yisrael amelim b'torah. But when it comes to tefillah, it doesn't say any tefillah. It's tefillah and shel tzadikim. Because tefillah is avoida. When it comes to avoida, the Vilna Gaon is saying, we're not sons to Hashem. We're like avodim. A loyal eved, an eved neman, that Hashem has a desire for. A king loves an eved who's very loyal to him. But if an eved is not loyal, if he doesn't do his job, well, he'll fire him. If a person is an Eved, so it's not as if he's not a loyal Eved, that's not chashiv to the king. Therefore, Hashem is misavet to tefillah, which is avoida, right? But only with tefillah and shel tzadikim. Of course, we all have to daven, but that level of taiva that Hashem has, that He desires the avoida, that's tefillah and shel tzadikim. What's the lashon of the Torah's kainim when it comes to learning Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavet sheyil Yisrael amelim b'Torah. It doesn't say that Hashem has a desire that the big lamdanim should learn Torah, that Reb Chaim Kinevsky and all his chaverim should learn Torah. No, Hashem is misaveh sheyu Yisrael amelim b'Torah. Any pasha tayid, even us pasha tayidin, when we sit down to learn a Gemara, to learn a pasuk chumash, to learn a Mishnah Brura, Hashem is misaveh, Hashem has that strong desire. And that's because, as the Vilna Gaon says, when it comes to limud haTorah, we're like a ben. If it's it's a ben, whether a person has a good son or a person has a rebellious son, he always loves his son. He always wants the best for his son, and it's not, he's never going to fire him like you fire an eved who's not loyal. A person always loves their son, and therefore hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. And therefore, when it says that Hashem wants our learning Torah, such a strong desire, it says she Yisrael amelim b'Torah, and Yisrael on any level, Hashem has that desire that he should learn Torah. Okay, so that's the pshat here in this nusach, hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha, v'karvenu malkeinu l'avayda secha. Then we end off, Hachzireinu b'tshuvah shleima lefanecha. What does that mean? Hachzireinu, help us return to a level of teshuvah shleima, of complete tshuva, that our tshuva should be complete. And the Rishayim ala tefillah explains this to mean as follows. The Rishayim ala tefillah that I saw is the Avudram, as we mentioned, it is the Talmud of the Torah, and also the Pirush called the Ri Bar Yochar, which is, believe it or not, the Rebbe of the Ramban. The Rebbe of the Ramban has a sefer, we've quoted him earlier in the tefillah, the Ri Bar Yochar, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochar, says the same thing here as the Avudram, and they say like this, Hashem can't make a person do tshuva. We have to do tshuva. If we do something wrong, we have to change our ways and do better. Hakobi de shemayim, chutz, miyir shemayim. That's something that's in our own hands. We have to get it started off. But what we could ask Hashem is like this, once we start off, you should help us. The Gemara and Shabbos teaches us, and Daf Kuf Dalet, other places as well, that habali tayir, if someone comes to purify himself, Messiah, I say, Hashem helps him. So what we ask Hashem is like this. We're going to take the first step. We have to take the first step. Hashem can't take a person and pull him to do tshuva. You have to take the first step. But hachzireinu b'tshuva shalema lefanecha. You should make the tshuva complete. You help us along when we start. Pick up on any small signal that we're starting to better our ways, to stay away from a bad crowd, and to stay away from bad habits, and to be able to grow in our shteiging. Then you should, hachzireinu b'tshuva shalema, you should pick up on that and help us complete the tshuva, and make it a tshuva shalema. Because habal itayir, if a person just starts a little bit to be mitayir, then Hashem is Messiah, and I say Hashem helps him. That's the lashon here of tshuva shalema. Tshuva shalema is complete tshuva. You should round it out and make it complete once we get started. I've seen some of Farshim say also the aspect of tshuva shalema means there are two levels of tshuva. Tshuva that's motivated from fear, that's tshuva meira, and a tshuva that's motivated from the love of Hashem, tshuva me'ava. What's the highest level? Tshuva me'ava. It's the highest level for the love of Hashem. Tshuva from fear is bottom line. You're still worried about yourself. You're afraid you're going to get an oinish. You're afraid you're going to get Gehenim. You're afraid your parents are going to kill you. So that's tshuva me'ira. But what tshuva me'ava is when you do the right thing, me'ava from the love of Hashem, that's a higher level. So tshuva shalema, we could have in mind this pshat also, that tshuva shalema means we should bring us to the highest level of tshuva, where we should do tshuva me'ava. Al kapanim, what's the end of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, haroitze b'tshuva, that you want our tshuva. Haroitze b'tshuva. The psukim full, the neviim are full like this, that Hashem doesn't want to destroy us. Psukim throughout Yecheskel, right? Psukim that we say is similar. Psukim in Unasana Taikev. Lo yechbeitz b'mois ha-rasha. Hashem doesn't want the Rasha to die. Ki yim b'shuva midarkei v'chaya. Right? Hashem wants him to do tshuva and to live. We say that in Unasana Taikev, even if we were in the level of Rishon Chas v'shalom. You don't want Rishon to die. You want Rishon to do tshuva. Therefore, help us do tshuva. Hashem is roitzeh b'shuva. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. He's waiting for us to do tshuva. I read a story once from in the name of Rav Mendel of Rimanov, and one of the big Hasidish rabbis. And I heard the story in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. I read it once in the name of Rav Mendel of Rimanov, that he was once walking with his Hasidim, and he saw a little girl crying. And he went over to her and said, "Why are you crying?" So she said, "I don't know, I'm in the middle of playing a game with my friends. We're playing hide and go seek, and I went to hide, and nobody's looking for me. I've been in my hiding place for a half hour, and no one's looking for me." So he felt bad for her, whatever he told her, it doesn't say. But he turned to his chassidim and he says, "You see how bad the girl feels? She's hiding, but the point is that people should find her. And here she's hiding, no one's looking for her, it ruins the whole game." So he says, "The Rabbeinu Shalom also hides himself. Hashem conceals himself in the galus. Hashem makes it hard to find him. But you think Hashem is hiding himself for what purpose? That we should go do averas and not find Hashem? Okay, Hashem is waiting anxiously that we should search Hashem and we should find him. Hashem also hides, but just like the point of hide and go seek is that you should find the person. So la'avdol, when it comes to Hashem, and Hashem is, so to speak, hiding himself and making it hard for us to do the right thing, so Hashem is waiting anxiously that we should find him, and how painful it is if we just say, oh, Hashem is very hard to find, I'm going to go do things against the halacha and do things that are not with Yirat Shamayim. Faket, Hashem is hiding so that we should get the proper schar of meeting that challenge and conquering our Yetzer Hara and finding Hashem. And that's why, Taka, it's easy to do tshuva. That's why, not easy, but when Habali Tayo, when a person comes to purify himself, Messiah, I say, Hashem tries to make it easier for us to do tshuva. Because that's really the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. So we should stop for a second. When we say this bracha, we should have that in mind. It's kedai to keep that in mind. When we say, V'achzivenu b'tshuva shalem ulfanecha, and we end off Haroitze b'tshuva, when we say this bracha, we should understand, we should think to Hashem that it's hard for us to always do the right thing. But even so, Hashem should help us. And as we said, He should pick up on any haschala that we have and help us go the distance, help us make the tshuva, tshuva shalema. And He should bring us to that level of tshuva, you Hashem, who are roitzeh b'tshuva.